Okay. Today's daf is daf mem. We actually have to start this daf from Lamed Tes Amud Beis. We're going to go halfway through the Amud Beis because we smack in the middle of the sugya. It's impossible to start right in the middle. We have to go back. Today's shir is learned for Refuah Shleimah for Rivka Perel Bas Figa Bela, sponsored by Ari and Lisa Ginsburg. Okay, we're going to go to Lamed Tes Amud Beis where it says Tana Rabbanan. It's about halfway through the daf. It's mamash halfway through. You see Tana Rabbanan? Smack in the middle. That's what we have to go back to. Okay? Tana Rabbanan. The Braisa said as follows. Shor cheresh shotev katan. A shor belonging to a cheresh shotev katan. Shenogach that damaged. Rabbi Yaakov Meshalim. Chatin Ezek. Rabbi Yaakov paid a chatin Ezek. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov, my vidit. What did he do? So Gemara says, no, not Rabbi Yaakov. El Eimah, what meant to say was Rabbi Yaakov Omer. Rabbi Yaakov said, Meshalim chatin Ezek. He paid half an Ezek. Okay? Again, what happened? A shor belonging to a cheresh shotev katan, damaged. Rabbi Yaakov says, chatzi nezek. Says the Gemara, b'mayat skid. What are we talking about? I b'tam pshita. It's obvious. Was not tam pei chatzi nezek? Right? The kuli almanami chatzi nezek who's a b'shad. Everybody pays chatzi nezek if it's a tam. That can't be. Remember that because we're going to come back to this. I b'muad. And if we're talking about a muad, so wait a minute. I da avdile shmira klal klal lo. I da avdile shmira. If there was a shmira klal klal lo by l'shlume, you don't have to pay at all. Why? Because if you do a shmira, that's what we're going to see. That's what he holds. If you're going to do a shmira, you don't have to pay, even if it's a muad. Anybody, right? Vi dilo boy, vi dilo avdile shmira. And if you didn't do a shmira, then kuli nezek by l'shlume. You should pay full damages. Amar Rava, Rava said, La'olam bimuad. We're talking about a muad. Keep that in mind. Rava says that we're talking about a muad. V'hachav ma'eskin, what's going on here? Da'avdi shmira p'chusa. You did a very inferior shmira. Very inferior shmira. V'lo'avdi la shmira ma'ula. You didn't do a good shmira. V'rabi Yaakov savalak Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yaakov is going to hold like Rav Yehuda in three different issues. And by holding like Rav Yehuda in three different issues, right, the stars are going to align, and he's going to hold like Rav Yehuda in all these issues, it's going to make a sensible, reasonable shita. So first of all, he holds that what? Damar, tzad tamas bimkom omedes. Tam stays where it is. In other words, a muad is not a new animal, it's a tam plus a muad. What does that mean? That means as follows. The Savalak of Yehuda, he also holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Tama who says, Muad Sagila Shmir Pchusa. Muad's good enough for inferior Shmira. Good enough. In other words, if I have an inferior Shmira, I can't be a Muad. I'm not chai for a Muad. So what's going on here? The animal, Rava says, is a Muad. But you can't be chai for a Muad. In other words, it gored three times. So really, it's a Muad. It's classified as a Muad. But I had a Shmira. So I'm not chayav for the muad half. But tzad tam stays where it is. So I'm still chayav half. That doesn't go away. Right? The half of the tam never goes away. So I'm chayav the half. I'm not chayav for the other half. Why not? Because I had a shir p'chusa. That's good enough. It saves me from paying the other half. And probably applies to everybody. We'll get to the cheresh in a minute. This is the Chiddush. He also holds that the Rabbanon, the army who say, we appointed an apotropos to collect. You can't collect from a katan, he's a 6-year-old kid. You can't take him to Beis Din. Ah, we'll appoint an apotropos, he'll be his guardian, and then we could adjudicate this lawsuit. So there's three shitas going on here. Tom stays where it is. Muad is a shmira. And we can appoint an apotropos. That's from Yaakov says, Chatzi Nezek, says Rava, he's a Muad. I'm only Abaya. What are you talking about? Below Pligi? But they're not arguing? Who's not arguing? Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda don't argue? Of course they argue. Abaya says Trava. Well, what are you talking about? Vatanya. But we have a Braisa that says, Shor shal cheresh shotev katan shenogach, if a shor shal cheresh shotev katan and damaged, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev. Rabbi Yaakov, Chatzi Nezek, Huda mishalim. Rabbi Yehuda says Yechayev, and Rabbi Yaakov comes along and says, no, Chatzi Nezek. How could you tell me that Rabbi Yaakov holds like Rabbi Yehuda? They argue with each other. This is we're still doing. We went back, we had to go back and do half of yesterday. Otherwise, it won't make sense. Can't start in the middle of a sentence, right? So says Abaya, Rav, how could you say that Rabbi Yaakov holds like Rabbi Yehuda? Not true. They argue. Amar Rav Bar Ula. No, they don't argue. Masha Mechayev Rabbi Yehuda. When Rabbi Yehuda said Yechayev, Pi Reish Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov was explaining what he meant by that. Rabbi Yehuda said Chayev. What did Rabbi Yaakov come along and mean? He meant Chatzir Etzer. Okay. Cherish Od of a Katan. Shenogach. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mechayev. Rabbi Yaakov says, no, by the way, don't take that so seriously. He meant Chatzi Nezek. According to Rava, are they arguing? No. According to Abaya, are they arguing? Yes. This, I believe, is where we're up to. Okay? Right? This is what we're up to? Ula Abaya. Now, according to Abaya, there's no way we can start off you can't start off with a daf. Ula Abaya. You can't start a daf like that. Ula Abaya. And according to Abaya, that said, to Omar Pligi, who says that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaakov are indeed arguing? But my pligi, what are they arguing about? What's the root of the machlokas? What are they arguing about? So amalacha, hachav ma'eskina. You know what's going on here? Bimuad, it's talking about a muad. Velo natre klal, and there was no shmira at all. Not that it was a bad shmira. Zero shmira. The door was left wide open to the barn. Rabbi Yaakov savalak Rabbi Yehuda b'chada. Rabbi Yaakov holds like Rabbi Yehuda in one area, upalag ole b'chada, and argues with him in one area. Savak Rabbi Yehuda b'chada, he also Rabbi Yehuda in one area. De'ilu Rabbi Yehuda savar tzad tamas b'mkom omedes. That he agrees with. He agrees that the tam stays where it is. But upalag ole b'chada, but he argues in one area. De'ilu Rabbi Yehuda savar ma'midin lahen apotropos l'tam l'gavos m'gufo. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds, we do appoint an apotropos. Rabbi Yaakov Savar ain ma'amidin. We don't appoint an apotropos. The lo mashalim ella palga de muad, and you can only pay the other half of the muad. Why? Because the tam is paid migufo. So in order to do that, you have to actually bring the shor into Bezdin. Who's doing that? Only an apotropos. Says Rabbi Yaakov, we don't appoint an apotropos for this. So what's left? There was no shmir klal. He said no shmir at all. So really, he's a muad. But he can't pay the first half. He can't pay the tam half. What's he only paying? The muad half. What? Tam stays where it is. But he can't pay that half. Why? Because they're having this is a detailed machlokas about apotropos. Everything else they agree on. The only thing they disagree on, can you appoint an apotropos for a tam? Rabbi Yehuda says yes. Therefore, you're going to pay chatzi nezek. Half for the tam, half for the muad. According to Rabbi Yaakov, there is no apotropos. So what are you paying? Half for the muad. Okay? So far, so good?
Wait, so according to Rabbi Yaakov, okay, so the first part of the tam, forget about that.
Right, forget it, exactly.
Therefore, it's only the additional part of the muad, so therefore that's why you're only paying chatzi
nezek. Exactly. Got that? Amalei Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Bar Abaya LeRavina. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says to Ravina, wait a minute. Bishlom Abaya. So Abaya is very good. Dharma who says Pligi that Rav Yaakov and Rav Yehuda are arguing. Shaper, good. What's good? Everything we said till now is very good. Now listen to the Gemara's going to say right now. Elo LeRava. But according to Rava who said that they're not arguing really, then Dharma Lo Pligi, they're not arguing. So then let's go back now. Why did we have to? We started off with a statement that said that if an ox of a katan gores, Rabbi Yaakov said chatzi nezek. What did Rava say? Rava said we're talking about a muad. Says the Gemara, why did Rava have to say that? Admuki la b'muad. Why did he have to say it was a muad? Nukma b'tam. Say it was a tam. Right. Even though we asked a question and said it can't be a tam. Why? Why can't it be a tam? What did the Gemara say? If it's a tam, it pshita. Isn't that obvious? That's what we asked. Pshita.
No, but then the chiddush would be that you're not
Huh? Then the chiddush would be that you're not the apotropos. One second. So now, we didn't finish the sentence. Nokmei betam. Let's say we're talking about a tam. Ila Reb Yehuda the Avid Leshmir Pusa, Vulavid Lavashmir Ula, and if he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that a Shmir Pesucha, he did a Shmir Pesucha, he didn't do Shmir Ma'ula, or E, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Or, he can hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it's another Shita, the Lo Avid Leshmir Klal. He didn't do a Shmir at all. Titania, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Echatam Dechad Muad, Shesharman Shmir Pusa, Pturin. V'hakamashmalan Rabbi Yaakov. And this would have been Rabbi Yaakov's chiddush, simcha, to ma'amidin lohen apetropis l'tam l'gavas migufo. So then why are you making it into a muad? If you make it into a muad, why? Make it into a tam, and that's exactly the chiddush. Didn't we say pshita? Didn't we start off this daf saying that that's pshita? That's another reason I had to go back to this, that start over there. Pshita. The Gemara said pshita. Now the Gemara says, no, we should say it's a tam. Isn't it pshita? So, very difficult, it's a very good question. Very good question. He said it's ox of a tam gores. Rabbi Yaakov said, chatzin ezek. So the Gemara says, what's the chiddush? That's a tam? Not obvious?
What's the catch behind it being able to change back and forth at will?
What do you mean?
Tam, muad.
No. What was this animal? What was this animal? Was it a tam or a muad? So first we said, it can't be a tam.
Right.
It's a tam, that's ABC of Baba Kama, no? So he said it's a muad. Then why is he paying chatzin ezek? Because it came with a weird thing. He holds that the tam that he holds at shmira, you don't have to pay, according to Rava, he holds that shmira pockets you from a muad. If I lock the gate, animal's a muad, it gored three times.
Right.
But I lock the gate. I lock the gate.
Now
it turns to it doesn't turn to it, it's still a muad. But I'm not paying for the second half of the muad part. I'm only paying for the tam part. That's what Rava said. That's what Rava said. I locked the gate. What do you want from me? I locked my gate. I did the more I could do. Somehow, some robber, some guy came, opened up the gate. Why should I be chayav for that? I'm still chayav for the time half. No? That was Rava's chiddush. Now we're saying, no, really, it should be a time. What's the chiddush? He pointed out for Trappist. Didn't we say Peshitta? So it's a very good question. The only answer I can come up with was, so Rashi sort of says this. Rashi says that if the Braisa should have said Chayev. The Braisa should have said, if we're talking about a Tam, the Braisa should have said, Tanar Rabbanan, Shar Cher, Shar Dohan, Shalom, Yaakov Mishalim, Yaakov Mishalim, Yaakov Omer, Mishalim. Why is he sticking Chatzin Ezek? Isn't a Tam always pay Chatzin Ezek? No, that's the whole the Chatzin Ezek is the kicker. So now we're going back and saying, let's say it's a Tam. And what's the chiddush? I understand it's chatzin ezek, but now I have to learn it a different way. It's much simpler. It's much simpler to say it's a tam. So the Gemara is going to answer. Amalei hachi kamar chada de is beitarti taima. No, I wanted all these chiddushim. So it says chada one, which is really two. What are the two? Really, there's three. What are the three chiddushim? One, that you appointed apotropis. Two, that a tzad tam remains where it is. And three, that shmir psucha patters you. Right? So it's really one, which is the one. The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says that the tam part that's one. Everyone holds that. And then what are the two other ones? That is an apetropis, and that there is what's the third one? That shmir psucha will pat to you. Okay, so that's exactly why I made it such a funny case. So I wanted to tell you, well, this chiddushim. That's exactly, you're right. If it's a tam, it's only one chiddush. What's the chiddush? That you pointed out apotropis. If I say it's a muad, I got three chiddushim. That's exactly why I wanted to do it. Yeah.
Well, side question. Why did it say, isn't it superfluous to say shmir b'chusa v'lo avad l'shmir
v'muad? Yeah, I don't know why it said that. Maybe to highlight it. I don't know. I hear. I don't know. Right? So that's exactly the reason why I came with this, with a funny case like this. Why? It's three chiddushim. Okay? It is more dacha because you have to align three left field shitas
right.
All into one scenario. That's exactly the point. That's exactly the point. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. I'd rather do that. Tell you so far fetched chiddush than to tell you the ABCs of Hilchas Nezikin, right?
Only by these.
That's one of the chiddushim that you appointed apotropis.
No.
I would say, listen, the guy, the animal damaged. That's a very difficult society. The animals of Katanim can run around and do damage without any recourse? No. We're going to appoint an apotropis.
Right, but if the Kech had a muad and locked it up, and it escaped anyway.
So that's a if a regular person had a muad, locked it up, that's a machlokas. According to some, you're not chayv for that. What can I do? I did my best. What am I supposed to do? Put guards there every night?
You're not
chayv at all. So you're still chayv for the tam half. Lamaisa, it's still a tam. So, but a tam has nothing to do with shmira. It's a funny thing. Tam has nothing to do with shmira. Tam has to do with a freak thing happened. It's a tam. It's a machlokas about that also.
Not considered
ones. No, it's never an ones. Your animal did damage. So you're not chai for the moon half. I put a lock on the gate. What should I do? What more can I do? It damaged? So I'm chai for the tam half, no? That's a machlokas about that also. Are you chai for the tam half? We've been saying all along, that's exactly what Chad, Tzad, Thomas, Mumkom, Omedes. The tam doesn't go away. Okay? Next. Ravina Omar. Ravina says, Rishus Mishana Ikebinayu. No, another way to explain the machlokas here is to say that if it changes Rishus, that's what's going on. Kigon, for example, Tahavi Mu'ad. It was a Mu'ad. This is what you were alluding to before, Mati. It was a Mu'ad. V'nis Pakach HaCheresh. And the Cheresh Baruch Hashem got his hearing back. Or, V'nishtat V'ashota. The Shota became normal. Or, V'higdal HaKatan. The Katan grew up. So Rabbi Yaakov, who's that? Rabbi Yaakov or Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda savar harehu becheskaso. Rabbi Yehuda says, nothing changed. What changed? Rabbi Yaakov savar rishus mishane. Rabbi Yaakov holds that the rishus changed. Now, before it was a muad. Now it goes back into being a tam. Why? I grew up now. Why should that be? We will touch on that a little later. Why should that make a difference? We're going to get to that in a base. Okay, next. Tana Rabbanan. Apotropis mishalma min aliyah. An apotropis pays min aliyah, right? Again, we're talking about a short muad. Pays min aliyah.
Right?
Yeah. So we're assuming the apotropis pays, and it's a muad. The apotropis has to pay min aliyah, which is like every other muad. But the ain mishalman kofar. There's no kofar. What happened? What's kofar mean? Kofar means if the animal kills somebody. The animal kills somebody. It's a tragedy. So what happens to the owner? Nothing. The owner gets killed? No. What happens to the ox? The ox gets killed if it's a muad. If it's a tam and it's a muad, it gets killed. The question is, if it's a tam and it's supposed to get killed, how could it be a muad? So the answer is, they ran away, whatever. It could be a case. Right? You can have a case where an ox is a muad, also killed. But if it's a muad, then you have to make kofar. What's kofar? The value of the person. So what do we say now? An animal belongs to a six-year-old boy. So does a six-year-old boy pay kofar? No. Does apotropis pay kofar on behalf of the boy? No. So the question is, why does not apotropis pay kofar himself? He should pay kofar himself. He's in charge of the animal, right? He's the apotropis. So why doesn't he pay kofar? So, two answers. One, the Ra'ah says, the reason why apotropis doesn't pay kofar is because nobody will want to be an apotropis. Nobody will want to be an apotropis. When it comes to Nezikin, so the same thing about Nezikin, so when it comes to Nezikin, the apotropis can get the money from the Yisomen, from the cut. Apotropos will go to the cotton. He'll have to pay out of his own pocket. Very good. He goes to the cotton and says, I paid for your animal. So you have to indemnify, pay me back the money. But kofar doesn't work like that, because kofar is a separate thing. So nobody's going to want to be an apotropos.
You're saying
kofar,
he can't get back from the cotton?
Kofar, he can't get back from the cotton, therefore he doesn't have to pay it himself. That's the Ra'ah's answer. Tosfos' answer is because kofar is a kapara, we're going to hold, for the mazik, for the damager. For the six-year-old boy. So all we're interested in is making sure that the nizik is whole. So to make sure the nizik is whole, that the apotropos has to pay to make sure. But for shmira, for kapara, the apotropos doesn't have to. Okay. So man tana, what does this tana hold? He holds kofra kapara. Obviously, kofar is a kapara. The yisome lav b'nei kapara ninu, and yisome are not b'nei kapara. If the other way to hold is kofar's mamon. If it's mamon, then the chayev feels like everybody else is chayev. Obviously, this tana doesn't hold that. He holds kufra is kapara. Okay? Amar of chista. So, I'm sorry. V'yasahat kapara ninu. Right. Man tana, who's the tana? Amar of chista, Rabbi Shua ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broki. It's that person. The tanya. It says in the Torah, V'nasan pidyon nafsho. You pay a pidyon from your nefesh. What does that mean? Demei nizik. You pay the value of the victim. How much was the victim worth? You pay kofar. That's the Tanakama Shita. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan ben Oka, Omer, Tamei Mazik. No, you pay the value of the Mazik. The value of the Mazik pay. My lab hakim yiflegi. What's the argument? What are they arguing about? The Rabbanan Savri, Kofra Mamona. The Rabbanan hold Kofra's Mamon. Therefore, you look at the Nizik, the victim, send a check. The value of the Nizik. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan ben Oka, Savar, Kofra Kapara. No, it's a Kapara. Therefore, it says it's a Kapara. You pay the Mazik has to pay his value. Right? What's the difference if it's kufr kapara or kufr mamona? What's the difference? Right? What's the difference? So there are four nafkaminas. One nafkamina is said is by the Gemara itself in Makas on Daf Beis. What's one of the differences? If Edom Zomim, if two Edom are found to be Zomim, and they gave testimony making telling someone has to pay kofar, now do they have to pay kofar? If kofar is mamon, 100% they do. It's kasha zaman. If kofar is kapara, they do not have to pay. Why? Because they're not b'nei kapara. That's like, you know, saying someone's a gerusha. You don't make a guy into a gerusha, right? Same idea. Kofar, the same thing. That's an afkamina. This machlokas. That's one. Rashi says another machlokas would be another distinction would be he's going to say it on later in the week. If you have to go begging on the doors, you have to go begging to pay off somebody's debt. If it's a kapara, 100%. If it's mammon, I owe the money. We never have a bachov has to go begging to pay off debt. No. But if it's a kapara, you do. That's Rashi. Tosfos says, can the yorshim be mochel? If it's a mamon, yeah. I can be mochel any mamon. If it's kapara, how can I be mochel that? And the Tosfos gives another answer. Let's say the mazik dies. Do his yorshim have to pay the nizik? Well, it depends. If you hold mamon, yes. It's a debt. All the other debts fall to the Yarshim. If it's Kapara, no. It's his Kapara. He's not alive anymore. He passed away. I don't have to pay. Okay? Amar of Papa. Rav Papa says, no, love. The Kuliyama, Kufra Kapara. Who? Everybody holds Kufra is a Kapara. Everybody holds that. Fahacha, Bahaka, Biflagi. What are they arguing about over here? Rabbanan, Tavri, Ben Nizik, Sheminan. Rabbanan holds. No, fine. Everyone holds a Kapara. That's not the Shaila. The Shaila is. What happened? The Mazik's Shar killed the Nizik. So everyone holds it's a Kapara now. The Mazik has to get some kind of Kapara. How did the Torah say? Do you know how you get a Kapara? Pay the Nizik's family some money. So how do I evaluate that? I evaluate it by the worth of the Nizik. That's not far-fetched. Still a Kapara. What does it be my value? Let it be the Nizik's value. After all, he's the one who's killed. No, you do it by the Mazik's value. My timer, the Rabbanon. What's the reason the Rabbanon say you pay by the Nizik's value? So really, Nemar, Shisa Lamata, V'Nemar Shisa Lamayla. It says twice in the Torah, in Parashas Mishpatim, the word Shisa. One is, Im Kofar Yushas Olav, if you pay Kofar. And the other one is where it says, Kasher Yashis Olav. That's talking about if you bump into, if you're fighting with somebody and you bump into a woman and the babies get killed. So that's the other one. Just like by the babies, that's a nizik, that's a victim. So too by kofar goes by the nizik. So machlok is here. Is that a gzera shava? Is that a Zereshava? Shisa Zereshava? The Shita Mikubetza says, whenever it says in Shas, Nemar Lamata V'Nemar Lamata, it's not a Zereshava. It's not a Zereshava. What is it? It's just a Sasa Minha Mefarosh. Right? Sometimes the Torah will reveal one thing, and in another place it'll be silent. It's a, like the Bach calls it, a Gili Milsa. It's not a Zereshava. It's a Machlokas about that. But the Ritva holds, it's a classic Zereshava. Then he has a Kasha. Why his Kasha is, then just like when you pay the babies, you're paying Mamon, that should be a clear Raya that Kofar's Mamon. Right? That should be a clear Raya. So Tosva says, so the Ritva answers, you can't say that because the Torah says that specifically, Pidyon Nafsho, which means it's some kind of Kapara, not Mamon. Okay. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan Savar, you're right. V'nazan pidyon nafsho k'siv. It says v'nosam pidyon nafsho. What can I tell you? V'nosam pidyon nafsho, his own soul, meaning the mazik. For Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said, you're right. In, yeah, it does say that, pidyon nafsho ksiv. It does say that. Me, however, kishai minon, when I'm evaluating who's pay, who, on whose worth am I paying, bidyon mazik shaminon, I pay the bidyon nizik shaminon, I pay the nizik. Okay? Next. Mishabeach le Rava le Rav Nachman bid Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rava was praising Rav Nachman about Rav Acha bar Yaakov. The Adam God, the Adam God, he's a great man. Amalei, he said, yeah. Look, Shiava liyadcha, when he comes to me, when he comes to town, hevi liyadi, bring him to me. So kiyasa legabe, when he came, Amalei, he asked him the following question: Barmine, Milsa, ask me a shaila. So Barmine, you ready for this one? Shar shal shnei shutfin, kitzad mishalman kofer. One ox owned by two people. That ox now kills somebody. How do you pay kofar? Is there kofar? Do you pay kofar? Amar Rachmana. I'm sorry. Ketzad Mishalman kofar. Mishalim high kofar, the high kofar. Each owner pays kofar. Kofar echad Amar Rachmana. Velo shnei kofarin. I'm going to pay one kofar, not two. High chatzi kofar, the high chatzi kofar. You want to say each one pays chatzi kofar? Kofar shalom al merachmana, velo chatzi kofar. You only pay one kofar, you don't pay two. Look at the top Tosfos. Top Tosfos says, but let's say it's shnei shvarim shal shnayim. What if it's two oxen owned by two different people? That Tosfos says, that's not a shayla. Why? Lo matzim iblimi baya. Dele Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir Adamar, hako asor b'nei Adam, b'zachar zeh achon chayiv. Right? If 10 people are beating up somebody, and then the guy died, who's chayiv? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir said, if they did it one in a row, they stood in line, right? Then the 10th guy's chayiv. Then hachanami achon chayiv. It should not be different with oxen. One ox gored, the second one comes and finishes it off, second one's chayiv. V'i b'vas achas, and if they're all on top of him at the same time, kulan peturin mimisa, right? They're all pata from misa. Kimisa's a bayal kach misa's a shor. The kiva de petur mimisa, petur mi kofar, right? So that's not a shayla. What's the shayla? One ox owned by two people. That's the shayla. Two oxen, that's not a shayla. One ox owned by two people, that's the shayla. Look at the next Tosfos. Ready for this one? This one already is a lot of Torah on this one. It says Tosfos. Af agafta legabe chatos amar b'perek hamatznia gabi hamotzi kikor l'rishus harabin votzi yushnayim chayavin. Two people carry a piano in the street on Shabbos. What's the halacha? They're both chayav. They're both chayav. Why are they both chayav? And over here, two people own one ox that does damage. We have a whole suffix. What's the story with kofar? That's what Tosfos says. I'm only reading Tosfos. Ata gav the legabi chatos omar rachmana omar perak hamatznia gabi hamotzi kikar l'rishus harabim. They're carrying out a cookie together. Votziu shnayim chayavin umestama kol chad v'chad chayav chatos. They're both chayav chatos over there. Why is that different? Says Tosfos. Ha, some over there. Kivon Tosfos is going to give two answers. You tell me what you think of these answers. Question is, why is Shabbos different than this? Why is Shabbos different than this? Two people do a malacha together, each one has to bring a chatos. Here, two people, sure, kill together. We're not going to answer the suffix. We're not going to answer the suffix. We're going to leave it as a suffix. We don't know what to say about chatzi kofar. So, Tosfos says, but by Shabbos it's obvious. Here's Tosfos' answers. Kiva dechol chad v'chad mechayev asedono kareis. Since each one would be chayev kareis, if it was bemazed, chayev nami ashigagoso chatos. So each one's chayev a shogig on the chatos. Anyone like that answer? Since, had you done it, you're bemazed, I'm carrying bemazed, no? I'm chayev is kareis. So if I do it a shogig, I'm chayev a chatos. Ah, what about you're helping me? So you're also chayev. The ode, also, another answer, chatos delegavoha ein lahakbid imevi in shtei chatos. What does Hashem care if an extra chatos is brought? What does Hashem mind? You bring a chatos, and the guy carrying the other half also brings a chatos. Aval kofar, when it comes to kofar, to the chavero, it's being paid to somebody. Salama yarviach zeb, masha ashar shnayim. Why should the guy gain, because it happens to be a shar is all my partners, why should the guy get double kofar? When it comes to chatos, Hashem minds to bring an extra chatos. What does Hashem mind? Go right ahead. What? Oh, so somebody all asked that question. Well, aren't you bringing chul nazara? No, it's not chul nazara because you have to bring it. It's a circular thing, right?
And in the case of Shabbos,
said to Noda Yehuda, the second answer of Tosfos, which is probably the more difficult answer, holds that kofar must be mammon. He must hold that way. Second answer must hold kofar's mammon. Therefore, so you can also bring it. Shah doesn't mind. Right? He must hold that way. The Rambam in Nizikin, in Hilchas Nizike Mammon, Paragir Alacha He, says that what happens in a case like this, the Gemara is not going to answer it. The Gemara is going to leave it as a suffix. Says the Rambam, they both have to pay. Why? It's a suffix Mammon, Hamotzi Mechaver Olivaraya, says the Magid Mishnah. The Rambam holds, the Kofar is Kapara. So Machalokas Rambam and Tosfos. It's the best I can tell you. I think this Tosfos is amazing Tosfos. I think the question's far better than the answer. It's far better than the answers, right? But this is what we have. Yeah. What do you want to say?
No, when it came to Shabbos, it had to be that you needed both of them to do it.
Right, like a piano. Has to be they both to do what? Right, I don't need you. That's why I have the funny lotion there. Cookie. Say it's a cookie. If it's a very heavy cookie, I don't know. But the point is the same thing over here. We both own the ox. Without me, you don't own it. Without me, there's no ox. I'm a half owner.
No, that would mean
it's exactly the same thing.
If it was a piano.
Yeah.
A piano, you can't have one person take it out. You need both.
So therefore, we potter. So it's only something. Okay, fine. So it's not a piano. I'm sorry. I take it back. It's not a piano. It's talking about something that you could both, you can carry by on your own. You can carry on your own, like a cookie. Fine. Right. Fine. Now, Amar Rachmana, I'm sorry, Adi Yosef, Vakama Ayin Ba, while he's thinking about this, Amalei asking the following question, Tanan, the Mishnah, it says in Erechin, Chayavi Erechin Mamashkin also, let's say somebody promises to donate an Erech to the Beis HaMikdash. An Erech is a set value depending on age and gender. So he says, I promise to give the value of so-and-so. Now, he doesn't pay. So Bezdin will go into the house and take away his Mashkin until he pays. Right? But Chai Bichatos Vashamos, let's say you have to be in a Chatos or an Asham. You have to be in a Chatos or an Asham, whatever reason. You didn't have a Bishogeg, you have to be in a Chatos or an Asham. Ain't Mamshikhin Ozo. Bezin doesn't go into your house and make you pay for a carbon. You don't want to bring it, so you're in a Varian. Bezin won't go into your house, but for an Erech they will. So Chai Be Kofer in Mai. What about Kofer? Will they go into your house when it comes to Kofer? So the Chedushi Maharivon, I'm not sure who that is. He says that by asking this question, he was trying to get to jog to make him realize as follows. What if two people kill somebody? What's the halacha? They're both putter. Right? They're both putter. It's not if it's bezeach or zeh, but that's not they're putter. So if murder is putter, shouldn't kofar also be putter? Now, I'm not sure. That's what he says. I'm not sure how asking this question about Erechin is going to jog his memory about that. Not sure about that. That's what he said. That's what he was trying to get at him. You see that if two people will on purpose, it's not going to be chayiv. So for sure, there's no kofar. But he didn't want to say it straight out because he wasn't sure that kal v'chomer was correct. And he wanted to see if Rav Nachman would pick up on it. And Rav Nachman does not pick up on it. So, Mai, what's the halacha about kofar? Kiva de kofar hu kachatas v'chasham dami. Since kofar is like a chatas and an asham, machmir chomer alivei, the guy knows he has to bring it. He knows he has to pay. He knows he has to bring a chatos. Therefore, we're not going to make a mashkin because we know he's going to bring it. Who will not bring a chatos? They have to bring a chatos. No one's going to do that. All right, an erech bel, you know, a donation. Why did I say that donation? Because everybody else in shul was pledging. So I also felt pressure. I didn't really could have a tumultum like that. Okay, so Bezdin will come and take a mashkin away. But when you mamish owe the money, when you mamish have to bring a chatos, you owe kofar. You're good for it. Therefore, Bezin won't bother you with a mashkin. The giz won't bother. Oh, Dilma, no. Kiva de l'chavre, who's the money go to? It goes to your neighbor. It doesn't go to Beit HaMikdash. It goes to your neighbor. You have a much different attitude when it comes to the neighbors. Therefore, who de boy miasvile mamone? Who de boy miasvile? One second, how do you read this? Oh, Dilma, kiva de l'chavre, who de boy miasvile mamone hu, velo l'gvoa hu, Right? You're not going to take it so seriously because only for a neighbor. Therefore, we will take a mashkin from you. On inami or kiven dahavile lo chata. You didn't sin. Mamona hu de azik. Only your ox did. Lo chamer milsei leve by mashkune. You're not going to be so serious about it. And therefore, we're going to take a mashkin from you. Amalei. So he answers back. Shavkan. Don't ask me this question. Istager bekamaisa. I'm still stuck on the first one. Right, I'm still stuck on the Chatzi Kofer issue. They asked me about Mashkins. I don't know. So that's how we end off. And the Gemara doesn't paskin it. The Rambam paskins they both have to pay. Tosas obviously says they do not have to pay. So it's a machlokas. Tanu Rabbanan. Ready? Shalu b'cheskes tam. You borrow an ox thinking it's a tam. Chazaka that it was a tam. The nimtza mu'ad. Now it turned out it's not true, it's a mu'ad. Bailim mishalim chatzi nezek, the baal pays chatzi nezek, the shoel mishalim chatzi nezek, and the shoel pays chatzi nezek. Who would be shoel if it became a mu'ad in the shoel's house? Then the hichzir will bailim, and then it goes back to the owner. Bailim mishalim chatzi nezek, the baal pays chatzi nezek, v'ha-shoel pater mikulam. Shoel's off the hook. Amar mar. Now we're going to explain this. Shoel b'chetzkas tam. You borrow a tam. Thinking it's a tam, v'nimtzas muad. Really, it's a muad. Baal mishalim chatzinezek v'shoel chatzinezek. V'amai? Why? Lay malay. Let the shoel say to the owner. Turish ile. I borrowed an ox. Arielosh. I didn't borrow a lion. I didn't borrow a wild animal. I borrowed an ox. Why should I have to pay? Amr Rav, hachav ma'askina. You know what's going on here. Shehikir bo shehu nagchan. Now you saw already that it was a little bit wild. So the Gemara says v'neim alei. So what? Is it a tam or is it a muad? I don't care how wild it is. What is it? It's a tam. Neim alei. Tam sheili muad lo sheili. I only borrowed a tam. I didn't borrow a muad. So it's wild. Big deal. It's not three times. I should be putter. No, I should be putter. So the end, no, we should the amale, bottom, so, good. You thought you were getting a tam? Then e tam have palgadiska bar shlume. You would have to pay half. You chayim on half. So hashta nami zil shlim palgadiska. So now also pay half. Anyway, if you thought it was a tam, you would have paid half. So pay me that half. I'll pay the other half, says the owner. So the Gemara says, the name alay, let him say, e tam have, if it was a tam, mishtale migufo. I only have to pay me gufo. Mishun, right? Now that it's a muad, I have to pay, who knows what? This answer is very, I don't understand this answer. Mishum da amale, the owner could say back, sof, at lav Torah boys shlume, lididi, wouldn't you have had to return the ox to me? So, not sure what that means. Tosfos said, you're not paying more than half me gufo. Don't worry, you're not paying more than half me gufo. You, let's say the animal died, right? Shol's chayav on everything. So the shoal has to produce a brand new ox to him, no? So says the owner, you would have had to give me a brand new ox. So now you have to pay chatzin ezek. But it's not migufo? So what? So Tosfos says, yeah, but the bottom line, v'yeshov, the hashtanayim, lo mashalim, el shofi v'shal shor. You're only paying the value of the shoal. You're not paying more than that. Okay. V'nei malei, let the shoal say to the owner, e tam have, if it was a tam, modina uma patrina. I would have been modeh, and then I would have been potter. Why? Because let's say Tom, why do you pay chatzin ezek? Is it a knas or is it mamon? If it's a knas, I would have been modeh. I've been off the hook. The feel of mandar palganiska mamona, and even if you want to tell me it's palganiska mamona, namely the shoel could say e tam have, if it was a tam, hadi ma'arik no leila agma. I would have thrown it into the swamp. Therefore, what? Therefore, Tom only pays me gufo. I would have gotten rid of it. Therefore, you'll never find it. I would have been putter. It says Tosfos, Havirula Tema. Ma tiny hizu. What are you doing? Im Kane, Havi Osa Shalokadin. The guy's a total crook. Right, why? Tosfos is going to say, if you hold like Rabbi Shmuel, that when there's damages, you become a Balchov, then what are you doing? You're damaging a Balchov's property? We said you're part of that. But if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, you become a Shutuf in the animal? You're Mamash Aganif. Right? You're not allowed to steal someone else's ox. Right? So what are you doing? So Tosfos says this wild pshat. Look at the bottom. Vinirali, it's the third line from the bottom. Vinirali, Shirat Zalomer. Mitoch Devarim Elu, Shayithi Oseh. Since I could do this, says the guy, I could do this. Hayanizek Mitzpasher Imi. He'll make a compromise with me. We'll cut a deal. I could go take it and destroy it, and you'll never find it, and then I'm going to have to pay, because only Mikufa, the Gufa's not here. B'davar mu'at v'havi machali. I'll pay a little bit, and then I'll be off the hook. V'nimtza shefes atani kol yitzaron. And everything will be lost. I can make a pshar with you. Says the Prima Gadim, don't think it's halacha l'maisa. You're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to maneuver the situation in such a way where you can cut some kind of deal that goes against halacha. I can't do that. But he says it. So he says it. So what's the answer? Ella hacha ma'eskina. You know what's going on here? Go into Atim Bedina v'tasve. No, Bezin came right away and took the animal. So what do you mean? I would have gotten rid of it. No, Bezin got there before you. So the Gemara says, "I hachi ba'al amal mashtayim chatzi nezek." Then why does the Baal pay chatzi nezek? Name a lay. Let him say. The Baal could say, "Is tasve luturoi biyada mandalom atzina lashduy dina b'hadei." I now have my ox is in the hands of Bezin. I can't now litigate against Bezin. Bezin's going to do whatever they want to do. So I'm stuck now. So the Baal could say to the Shoel, by you damaging, you ruined me. I shouldn't have to pay at all. So the Gemara says, no, Mishum the Amale, the Shoel says back, Ihadarte, if I would have given the animal back to you, Nahalech, Lav Minach, Havishakale, wouldn't you have had to go to Bezin also? Now all of a sudden it's a big topic. Wouldn't you have to go and adjudicate this case? V'neimale, let the owner say, Ihadartane, if you'd have given back to me, Nehele having Ariknele Lagma, I would have thrown the animal into the swamp. The owner says this now. Therefore, I wouldn't have had to pay. So the answer is, what are you talking about? Mishongalai self, Lagma Alya having Mishlume? Aren't we talking about a Muad? I thought it was a Tam. I would have done that, says the Shoah. I thought it was a Tam. But you knew it was a Muad. You lent me a Muad. Therefore, what are you going to tell me? You're going to throw it into the swamp? Big deal. A Muad pays in the bank account. I don't care the animal's not here. What kind of answer is that? That's all good if the guy has money. What if he doesn't have any other possessions? What are you going to say? Says in Shoel, just like I have to adjudicate with you, I have to adjudicate with the other victim, with the victim, the victim. Midrav Nasan, the Tanya of Nasan or Minayan, the Nosha Chaver Romana, the Chaver of Chaver Romana, Ruben on Shimon and Shimon's Levi, Shimon Tim is Evan Osn was there, Ruben can pay Levi straight, Tamalam of Nasan Lash Allah Asha Asham Lo, right? That you could do that. So therefore, what happens? What's going on over here? The borrower damaged the Nizik, but the owner also has to. So the Shoel could just skip over the owner and deal directly with the Nizik. He's allowed to do that. Okay? Let's do 2 more minutes to get to the 2 dots at least. Hu abebe shoel. Now, what do we say in the brisa? If it became a muad in the shoel's house, v'chziru l'bailim, and then he returned it to the owner, bailim asham chatzinezek, the bail pays chatzinezek, v'ashol pater mikulam. So 1 second. Seifa reshus mishana, resha reshus enu mishana. In the seifa, it goes back into being a tam. Why? Because it went back to the owner. But in the resha, we didn't say that. We said it stays a muad in the shoel's house. What's going on here? So Amar Yochanan, you're right, Tavra, this mission is broken. Misha Shanazu, Lo Shanazu. There's no way to reckon. It's 2 different Tanoim. 2 different Tanoim. One case, there's a Meshus Meshana, changes the status of the animal, and the Sefer, it does change, and the Resha doesn't change. Rabba Amar, no. Midiresha, Reshut Eina Meshana, the Resha, Reshut doesn't change the status, Sefer Nami, Reshut Eina Meshana. The Sefer Hainu Taima. So why by the Sefer is he off the hook? Mishun Da Amale, Lav Kol Kimina, the Manus Lil Ture. Because you couldn't do a Shvir, it's not your animal. You didn't care. What do you care? It's not your animal. Now that I have the animal back, now I'm doing a shmira, it reverts back into a tam. Rav Papa Amar, just the opposite. Me the sefer Rishus Mishana, since it's the sefer that Rishus changes the halacha, Resha Nami Rishus Mishana. Resha also changes the halacha. Aye, so then Resha Hainu Taima, then why in the Resha are you paying Nezek Shalim? Mishum, the Kal Makam Shaholech, Shem Bailav Alav. Because whenever you walk down the street, everybody knows that's not your animal. They know it belongs to the animal, it belongs to so and so, to the owner. Therefore, really, you should not have to be Chayev. But we're making you be chayef because everybody knows it's that animal. So what, there's no way to protect society. Everybody knows it belongs to him. So therefore, we're making you pay nezek shalim. Would you really have to pay nezek shalim? No, you would not. Why? Because the reshus changed. But because of the reason that everybody knows it's that his animal, we're making you pay Nezek Shalim. I know this is not an easy daf today at all. I want to get a little bit further, but we'll do our best. And everyone have a good Shabbos. And tomorrow we'll pick up from the two dots on Shabbos.